Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Issa, for this outline. Now, I want to continue on the point that, as I said, we already made last year, and this year we made a quickly a bit more insight into it, which are the deliverables. Already without the Umoja extract that we received on Friday, there were a few elements of the different deliverables that didn't seem, let's say, there didn't seem to be a coherence across the different sub-programs, but even within certain sub-programs, it wasn't clear what was being counted. For instance, only for the coherence, only sub-program 2 included a number of preparatory meetings for UNCTAD 16, although some of this, I imagine, would happen in 2024. But interestingly enough, no other sub-program has taken such approach. Sub-programs 2 and 5, for instance, count flagship reports and their overviews as two separate deliverables, whereas sub-program 4 counts this as a single document, and sub-program 1 seems to count an overview as a parliamentary documentation. So it would be good to have a criteria that would be the same across the different sub-programs to really understand what the different numbers represent. Similarly, it's not clear what would be some of the parliamentary documentation for the board, for instance, in subprogram 1 and subprogram 4, as this seems to be covered by the publications part. And there also seems to be some duplication in the communication deliverables in subprogram 1, for instance, on DEMFAS and Virtual Institute. But then taking a step further, this morning I took literally 5 minutes just to have a quick look on Umoja and compare it across the numbers that are in the deliverables, because as was presented last year, this is where the information is taken from. And there's some very, very unfortunate, I would say, or at least it seems there are differences or inconsistencies. For instance, we have for subprogram 1, there's no particular reason why I'm going to give example on subprogram 1. It's just that this is the one that I managed to quickly go through. So for subprogram 1, we see that there's a report for the commissions. And in the program document, it says 1. In the Umoja, it says 0. We have, for instance, when we talk about some of the publications, it seems that they're counted as publications, but also as technical materials. When we look at the titles of which documents are counted towards this, they're exactly the same titles and exactly the same links, which means that the same documents, the same work, let's say, it's counted twice. On this same note, I was wondering whether the documents and the work that is being counted as deliverables, given that this is a document for regular budget request, whether it should not be also in deliverables only the products which have been financed through the regular budget. Because looking at some of this document, it is clear that they include also documents and work that has been financed through other contributions, not linked to the regular budget. So this is a bit of a question on how to make sure that what is presented as work done by UNCTAD fits to what the Fifth Committee looks at. There was also on the, I mentioned before that the subprogram 1 seemed to have covered the report itself, I believe, as a contribution, and then the overview, sorry, as a publication, and then the overview as a parliamentary document. But when I looked at Umoja, it seemed that it counted the 2022 report as a parliamentary document and the 2023 report as a publication. Again, whatever the reason for this is, it does mean that every year we have double counting, if this is how it's done every year. So this is just like quickly a few examples that in a way put doubt to the actual figures that we have in deliverables. And I can just urge that, you know, the exercise with Umoja, which does seem as a very good tool for management and for planning, that it is really used well by the different sub-programs, which I would imagine that then should be very easy to then transform it into the actual programming document. And just as a last point, which is probably a drafting thing, but it really stuck out to me because it relates to my country, there was a seminar done by sub-program 1 in at the University of Ljubljana in Poland. It is not in Poland, it's actually my alma mater in Slovenia. So another point of example. Thank you.